Warning, this podcast may contain graphic violence, sexual themes, and bad language. If our language offends you, we apologize, but we do not give a fuck. Be mindful of your kids listening.
The Evil Never Dies Podcast. Hey, evil ones. Thanks for listening to the Evil Never Dies Podcast Midweek Edition. I'm Brett. How's everybody doing? Hope everybody that listens in the U.S. had a good Labor Day weekend. And everybody else elsewhere, hope you had a good weekend also. I actually got an extra day off this week, so that was awesome. All right, tonight for the midweek, going to be talking about the band UFO and their album Lights Out. UFO is an English hard rock heavy metal band formed in London in 1968. Originally called Hocus Pocus, they changed the name to UFO in October of 1969. Okay, the Lights Out album is their sixth studio album, recorded February and March of 1977 at AIR Studios in London. Genre is hard, blues, rock, heavy metal. Length is 36 minutes and 41 seconds. It was released May 7th, 1977 on Chrysalis Records. It hit number 23 in the Billboard Top 200 US, number 54 in the UK, and number 31 in Sweden. And that is the highest charting album in the US that the band has ever had. And it has never hit gold yet. All right, let's go over the band and personnel. We got Phil Mogg on lead vocals, Michael Schenker on lead guitar, Paul Raymond on keyboards, rhythm guitar, and backing vocals, the late great Pete Way on bass guitar, Andy Parker on drums. It was produced by Ron Nevison, and they had a hired gun by the name of Alan McMillan, who did the horn and string arrangements on the album. And the album cover was done by Hypnosis, which is an English art design group, and they've done cover art for many other bands. And the cover shows Phil Mogg and Michael Schenker dressed as factory workers in a factory. All right, let's go over the track list. Side one, track one, Too Hot to Handle, released June of 1977 as a single. Track two, Just Another Suicide. Track three, Try Me, was released as a B-side for Too Hot to Handle. Track 4, Lights Out, and that's probably one of their best known songs ever. So, alright, on to side 2, track 5, Getting Ready. Track 6, Alone Again Or, and that's a cover by the band Love, and that was the first single they released on May 6, 1977. Track 7, Electric Phase. Track 8, Love to Love. And that's probably my top 5 favorite UFO songs. So, in 1994, they released this and their previous release, No Heavy Petting, as a dual album on BGO Records. Then in 2008, EMI Records remastered it, and it included four live bonus tracks recorded at the Roundhouse in London, England, April 2nd, 1977. And they really went with a different sound from their previous albums with the, on this album, by adding the strings and horns. All right, some fun facts. The title track and the song Love to Love were both used in the 1999 film Detroit Rock City. Love to Love was also covered by Jolly Zwan, which is Billy Corgan's band after Smashing Pumpkins broke up, and they did that song for the 2000 film Spun, which is a crazy fucking movie. Rob Halford's also in that movie. I suggest checking it out. Also, the band Europe covered it on their 2008 live album Almost Unplugged. And I think, if I remember right, they covered a couple other UFO songs on that album too, and actually had Michael Schenker on stage with them for them songs. And Mark Madden, wrestling commentator, uses an instrumental version of Too Hot to Handle for his intro for his radio show. And Steve Harris cited that, Steve Harris of Iron Maiden, stated that Love to Love is his favorite song of all time. Now, they toured for this album in the U.S. and Europe and U.K., did 90 shows, and had a pretty good tour that tour. Well, that's about all I got for UFO. Lights out. I just re-listened to this today driving, and good album. I think I'm going to give it four devil horns. Schenker's guitar on here is great, for sure. He's a very underrated guitar player. And we actually get to see him in November coming up. He's playing with Wasp here in Dallas, and we're going to go see him. So can't wait to see him play. And Pete Way's bass, man. He's a phenomenal bass player. So, all right, four devil horns. Check us out on social media. YouTube channel. Check out some merch if you want. Get your t-shirt or a coffee mug or a sticker or something like that. And thanks everybody for listening. But really the best way you could help is by leaving us a rating and a review on iTunes or Apple or whatever you want to call it now. It helps us get up there higher in the algorithm, the more ratings and reviews we have. So, if you would, we would appreciate it. All right, everybody, thanks again for listening, and stay evil, everybody. Fame.
Time.